how do we just switch it?
You're going to have to double tap.
In Wisconsin.
All right, Vikings fans.
What's up, Wobby?
Let's talk some Vikings-Packers border battle. It is Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Yours truly, Wobby. We're at the team hotel in Appleton. It's snowing out as it should be in a Week 17 Vikings-Packers game for the division. So we need some questions. We want to talk about this game. What's on your mind? We have all day to sit and chill and wait for the border battle for the division title. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, it's 11:20 in the morning, and we will be heading over to the stadium at about 3:30. The pregame show on the flagship FM 100.3 KFAN radio is at 5:30. And then boom time is at about 7:30. Just a quick little synopsis from Vikings.com guy and announcer guy for this evening. Run through the playoff scenarios for Vikings Nation just in case they missed it.
All right. Vikings win. They host Seattle no matter what else happens, okay?
Hey, look. It's a bunch of our guys. Get in here, guys.
This is great.
Look, it's Eric Hendricks.
This is so great.
That's awesome.
Vikings win. They host Seattle no matter what else happens, all right? Yeah. So we win, which we're going to do tonight.
Hello.
We win the division title, and we host a playoff game, and it's Seattle no matter what happens.
That's great.
If the wrong thing happens... Okay, we've got to be careful how long we say this now because everyone's walking by. Okay,
we got coaches walking by us now. We can't sound like coaches or we'll get in trouble.
If we come out on the wrong end of this thing.
And if Zimmer comes by, we're both dead.
Right. And Seattle wins, we're right back here in Appleton.
Right.
If we come out on the wrong end tonight and Seattle loses,
yeah.
We go to the nation's capital to play the Redskins.
All right. Now, I'm going to be 50 years of age Wednesday, so I apologize for my eyes if I have to get real close to see your questions and your Twitter handle. But what we're going to do via Periscope now is you're going to send questions in about the game or make comments, and then I'm going to read them, and Wobby from Vikings.com is going to answer those questions. Here we go. Harry Nut 69. That's great. Right out of the gate. It's your idea. It's your idea. Thanks for the nice words. Okay, people are we have thoughts on Ragnar question. Want to handle that
one? No thoughts. I'm worrying about a division title, not the mascot.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't care about Ragnar.
Okay, happy early at 50 for main man there. That's cool. Amelie 576 and a bunch of numbers says AP. Hello. What do we got here? Here we go. At jcocky 69. How many yards do you think AP will get tonight?
I'm on 181.
181?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's a big night for AP.
That, I think, would be his ninth 100-yard game this season.
Eighth leading the NFL.
At John E. 1973, will we throw deep tonight, Wobbskoll?
I think there will be times when we throw deep tonight, Paul, but I think big chunks in the passing game will come via broken tackles by our running backs.
At the Gator, Viking wants me to scream, he's loose right now. Here's the deal. If you run through the hallway, then I will yell it. But since you're not here, it's not going to happen until this evening. But I predict I will be yelling it this evening for Adrian Peterson and Jarek McKinnon. Let's see. At Jacob SBE, how many sacks on number 12?
What do you got?
Excellent question. Well, he got battered 8 times last game, so they're probably going to fix a fair amount of their problems. They're at home where they protect him better. Our defensive line's going to be really good tonight. I'm not going to make a prediction, but what do you think?
I'm going to put us on 2, but I think it's going to be enough. They're going to go to the quick strike passing game. Bigger for us than sacks will be tackling, sure tackling. If we can do that, keep them behind the chains, I think we're going to be okay.
At jschlump84. Are we going to blitz Green Bay a fair amount this evening?
A fair amount, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think you go crazy because if you miss on the blitz against this guy, he makes you pay. Arizona got a bunch of sacks last week, but they didn't blitz a bunch. If you go back and watch that game, their sacks early in the game came with 4- and 5-man pressures.
You know, and I think that's one of the real underrated cool things about our head coach, Mike Zimmer, is the unpredictability of his game plan on a weekly basis, especially this time of the year when bodies and minds are a little tired and these guys want to become engaged. And he keeps it engaged every single week. Trust us, from Appleton, Wisconsin, these guys are super fired up to win the NFC North this evening.
A lot of questions came in, Paul.
Yeah, line of 51 thinks you're cute.
No, I think that's
you. No, that's you. Look at me.
You're the one who was just talking.
But I have 3 chins and 1 eyebrow. My hair looks like a salad. I'm not cute.
All right. I want to get to one of these questions because they keep coming up.
Let me answer some questions. Okay. You read some.
All right.
I'll be the analyst.
One of the questions was, any thoughts on losing tonight so you can possibly go to Washington rather than hosting Seattle?
Well, you know, with Got to check around here before I answer this one. Make sure no general managers or owners are walking around us. If we win tonight, that'd be absolutely fantastic. Winning the division would be absolutely stupendous. It would be how many for us?
It would be 30? Our 19th division title and our 29th playoff appearance.
Yeah, which already has happened. If we lose and Seattle loses and we go to Washington, okay, we go to Washington. Let's go beat the Redskins. If Seattle wins and we lose and we got to come back here, then we'll be periscoping again from outside of Lombardi's restaurant. So really, there aren't any scenarios I fear. I'm cool with all of them, but I would like to have a home playoff game.
The one thing I will say is, winning tonight for whoever does it, the time to gloat about that is not Monday morning, because we're both worrying about a playoff game next week. The time you gloat about the division title is in the offseason.
At DTE3, is Stefon Diggs going to have a big night, Wally?
I think so, because he's big run-after-catch guy, and I don't think the Packers can tackle him effectively enough.
At PAB8484, who starts in place of Shields if he doesn't play this evening? Sam Shields is doubtful. I would... Hi, Norv.
Morning.
Norv, share some plays with us here on Periscope. It's a new Vikings.com thing.
Sit down with us.
Just in the middle for one question. Oh, Norv, holy cow. You see, they didn't have Periscope when Norv started. They didn't have anything when Norv started in football. They even had face masks. So he's completely intimidated right now. You know what? Green Bay uses a lot of guys in their secondary. If Shields plays tonight or does not play, then you'll get a steady dose of Casey Hayward, yes. Quentin Rollins, who's an underrated rookie, Demarius Randall, who's a fantastic rookie. They use safety Micah Hyde a lot. They'll use Morgan Burnett, and they'll use Ha Ha Clinton Dix. So they throw 5 and 6 defensive backs at you a lot.
Sam Shields not playing in the game. He's a good player, but that's not like a huge handicapping angle in this game if he's not playing.
What do we got today? At Nesquik28 begs us to win today. That'd be cool. Super Bowl's absolutely a possibility. Guess what? Thanks for that question, too. If you beat Green Bay this evening and you have a home playoff game and you beat Seattle, you can beat anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that includes Levi Stadium.
And you also just need one more upset to happen to be hosting the NFC title game.
At MN Viking Zombie, how impressed are we with Danielle Hunter?
He's come on very, very well late in the season. Seems to have a tackle for loss or a sack every single week. That he's playing this well this late in the season in Zimmer's defense as a rookie, love it.
At Wild, like Acting 21 or something, do you think the refs, Bill Vinovich is the referee this evening, do you think they will call a fair game? You can handle that one.
Absolutely. I think the NFL put one of their best crews on this game, knowing it was a Sunday night game. Not worried about that.
Yeah, not worried at all. Vinovich's crew has not made a mistake calling any plays over the last 15 years.
Right.
It's going to absolutely be perfect.
No problem.
We will not have to worry about a consistent run on 1st and 20 and 2nd and 28, like when we played these guys in Minneapolis on November 22nd.
Right.
All right, a few more.
Win for Zim.
At Papa Voodoo. Ready? Yeah. Win for Zim. Win for Zim. Win for Zim. Win for Zim. Oh, here's a good one. At TQC90. Big game from McKinnon? Question mark. You started talking about this to me privately, given we text and talk more than people know, Tuesday and or Wednesday. Why don't you share?
The Arizona running backs last week, everybody, had 98 receiving yards against this Green Bay Packers defense because of some shoddy tackling.
I think
Jet McKinnon can do that to them tonight.
Yep. All right, time for a few more. And on behalf of at Vikings and Vikings.com and everybody following us on Twitter, this has been super cool. Probably so cool that the Vikings Entertainment Network's going to want to do it every game, which is super duper special.
At Artwork06 asks, will Adrian get the rushing title? He enters 64 yards ahead of Doug Martin.
Well, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Carolina Panthers, and that game takes off at like 3:25. Likewise for the Arizona game. So the Carolina Panthers are going to be going all out defensively with your guy Luke Kuechly and Kawan Short and star Latulale and nice safeties to make sure Mr. Martin does not have a big game. I predict Adrian Peterson owns the NFL rushing title when we start our game this evening. I do not believe Doug Martin will get more than 64 yards.
Take Adrian on your daily fantasy league games. Lots of those questions. Yes, take him.
Yeah, I'm not a big daily fantasy guy. I don't follow the appropriate sites closely enough, so I don't really know how the salary structure works out. But it's Adrian Peterson should have a very, very good game this evening.
At Mason Prigg, Teddy Bridgewater, over or under 250 yards passing?
Ooh, 250.
Do you got five on it?
I got five on that. It's snowing here in Appleton right now, but not super hard. I think it's going to be an absolute run-first game with short passes to McKinnon and the tight ends and a couple of shots here and there. I think 250 is a really, really good number. I'd say it's probably going to be slightly under.
Teddy is already at 3,000 yards passing, the first Vikings quarterback to get to that number since.
Say the whole question again. I was seeing if my Mankato Loyola sweatshirt was coming out nicely on the Periscope.
Teddy has made it to 3,000 passing yards on the season. The first Vikings quarterback to throw for that many yards since?
Dante Culpepper.
Brett Favre in 09.
Let's go. 09. Not a memorable season. How'd I miss that?
Right.
Let's do just a few more here. Okay, everybody's saying it's Favre. No third down sacks tonight on Teddy. Agreed.
Hello from Turkey.
Hi, Turkey.
At Heya Heyo.
What's going on, Heya Heyo?
At Pops underscore 35, will Patterson house one for Seahawk tonight?
That's a Power Trip morning show, FM 100.3 bit. It could happen. I mean, he has four kick return touchdowns, one from Percy Harvin's record of five, and I don't think there are going to be a lot of touchbacks this evening. Ah, but the kick-related terrorism indicates they're kicking away from number 84 these days.
They better.
So that's why we put Stephon Diggs back there. So what if Stephon Diggs goes 20, 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, and he's loose? Okay, two more. Let's go, Wops call.
All right, come on.
Okay.
What do all the hearts mean when they pop up there? Are you worried about our O-line tonight?
I'm not in elite Periscope mind. I don't know what the hearts mean.
15, worried about our O-line tonight?
Not worried about it. It's the only offensive line in the National Football League that has had, from Khalil over to Clemmings, the same guys play every single game this year. Teddy got sacked six times when they played the Packers in Minneapolis. If that happens tonight, we probably won't win. I think the offensive line's been playing a lot better the last month. So, no, worried about it, no. But I want to see how that whole thing works out. Green Bay's front seven's really good. I like Green Bay's front seven outside of a couple of players a lot. Last one.
At Taken CJK, last question. Do you think we will utilize Mike Wallace tonight?
Don't sleep on Mike Wallace, okay? Don't sleep on Mike Wallace at this time of the year. You know, the offensive coordinator, Norv Turner, and the offensive staff have done a wonderful job of implementing Jerick McKinnon and his relatively fresh legs from the wide receiver spot with the sweeps and the passes and stuff like that. You're going to like that tonight and the rest of the way. Mike Wallace has caught big passes in big games for many years. And after having 10 touchdowns with the Dolphins last year, it's not like all of a sudden he became bad. It's just the offense has been a little reconstructed because of some protection issues and stuff like that. So don't you agree with me? Don't sleep on Mike Wallace this time of the year and take some shots with Mike Wallace because he knows how to win games.
Also, not just taking shots, but if Don Capers and the Packers want to pressure and blitz and play man coverage behind it, okay, we'll hit Mike on some crossing patterns, some of those man beaters, and I think Mike can have a big game. This is a big spot game like this where you rely on a guy like Mike Wallace, who, as Paul has said, has had lots of big games and big moments. He caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl, after all.
Against Green Bay.
Right.
He's at Wobby. I'm at PA on the mic. Wobby with Vikings.com. Yours truly calling the game tonight at FM 100.3, The Fan. It starts at 7:30. On behalf of the Minnesota Vikings Twitter feed and Periscope and everybody from Appleton, thank you very much for the attention, and go Vikings.
You back too, by the way, Wobby, if you want to watch it back before we send in your room or something.
All right. That was fun.